We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
A protest gone awry. Dozens of protesters closed Delaware and Chippewa in an unpermitted demonstration over border camps.
We are here today to demand that the Department of Homeland Security and our congressional leaders shut down the detention camps at the southern border immediately.
The protest was peaceful, but it was illegal.
And so it ended in a confrontation between Buffalo police and demonstrators. I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. As I arrive for the planned yet unpermitted demonstration at Delaware and Chippewa, police had made the decision to close the intersection and allow the demonstration to go on during the sun-drenched lunch hour. It was like so many other demonstrations I've covered before. After about an hour or so, many of the protesters began to disperse, but a persistent bunch of dozens continued their efforts, and a small group sat silently in the street, holding signs while the others circled in protest.
My name is Whitney Crispell, and I'm an organizer with the Close the Camps Coalition.
She talked with me in the intersection before things came to a head.
We are here today to demand that the Department of Homeland Security and our congressional leaders shut down the detention camps at the southern border immediately. There are children separated from their parents. There are children taking care of other children because there's no adults with them. It's overcrowded. There are children and people without medication, without soap, without toothbrushes. These are supposed to be short-term facilities that are being used long-term. It's absolutely cruel and inhumane to keep these people like this. They need to be shut down immediately. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. There is absolutely no reason to treat children and people this cruelly.
Was your intent to close the intersection today? Did you have that in mind when you started this?
Yes, this group did this. This is an emergency. This is an urgent situation. And we really feel like we need to call attention to this right now and that people need to act on it right now. Business cannot go on as usual when there are children dying.
When you say act on it, I mean, what can the average citizen do that, you know, perhaps is out here on Delaware Avenue or Chippewa right now and seeing this demonstration? What do you want them to do?
We'd like them to join us. We'd like them to reach out to their congressional leaders, reach out to any elected representative to tell them to join our fight, to shut down the camps. You know, I'm not a member of Congress. I'm not a senator. That's not my job, but it's their job to figure this out and to shut down these camps immediately and to stop this from happening in our name and in our country.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Then, more than an hour into the demonstration, Buffalo police made the call to end the illegal protest and reopen the intersection to traffic. Police officers lined up in formation, standing ready to remove the demonstrators from the intersection. After that five-minute warning, officers moved in on the chanting protesters and removed them one by one, zip-tie cuffing them and taking them away.
I'm here with Captain Jeff Rinaldo, the Chief of Staff of Buffalo Police Commissioner.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown and police updating us on the steps of Buffalo City Hall.
That took place this afternoon in downtown Buffalo. The protest was in opposition to U.S. migrant detention facilities in our country. The protest was peaceful, but it was illegal. The police response to the protest was appropriate. Oftentimes, when protesters organize protest activities in the city, they work with the Buffalo Police Department to ensure the safety of protesters, the safety of members of the community, and the free flow of commerce in our city. This did not occur in this particular instance. And with any protest activity going forward, we would request that protesters contact the Buffalo Police Department. In the city of Buffalo, we highly respect people's freedom of speech, and we will facilitate that freedom of speech when the police department is called, and again, make sure that protest activities are able to be done in a way that is safe to protesters, members of the community, and does not interrupt the flow of commerce in our city. There were arrests made because this was an illegal activity. Now I will turn things over to Captain Jeff Rinaldo, who will give you specific details on the police response to this protest activity in downtown Buffalo this afternoon that occurred at Delaware Avenue and Chippewa in the city of Buffalo. Captain?
Thank you, Mayor. So as the mayor said, at approximately noon today, we received 911 calls of a protest forming at the corner of Delaware and Chippewa. Within about a half hour, protesters decided to enter the middle of the intersection and begin blocking traffic. So out of an abundance of concern for not only their safety, but the motoring public and other citizens, we made the decision to close the intersection of Delaware and Chippewa to all vehicular traffic. We attempted to speak to an organizer for the event. Nobody would lay claim to being in charge of the event. We attempted to ascertain how long they planned on being there. Again, we received zero cooperation in terms of anybody willing to speak as a leader of the organization. We requested that they remove themselves out of the street. They refused that request. There were multiple people there. Numbers were upwards of about 150 people. And eventually, in addition to the nine people that decided to lay down in the middle of the street, approximately another 100 or so began walking in the crosswalk, blocking traffic. It was at that time, in consultation with the police commissioner, that a decision was made to order those protesters out of the street. That's a lawful order that can be given once a protest of this size and nature becomes considered illegal. That demand was broadcast multiple times, and eventually officers from our emergency response team did go into the intersection and begin arresting those protesters. In total, we had nine arrests. Those charges include disorderly conduct, obstructing governmental administration, as well as an unlawful assembly. Those people are currently being processed at our central booking facility as we speak, and the protest from that point was diminished and things returned to normal at that intersection.
Did they have a permit?
There was no permit on file for this protest that we are aware of.
If that's the case, why would it be allowed to continue so long, and why would busy weekday, workday, and the street was closed down?
Well, there's a number of variables that go into our decision to use force to end a protest. Number one, whether or not the protest is peaceful. In this particular case, other than having loud drums and loudspeakers, it was peaceful in the fact that it was not violent, nobody was throwing things, nobody was attempting to engage in riotous behavior. Secondly, we look at resources. Do we have enough officers there? What will be the response to attempting to end this, and what is the best game plan to go on? So while I understand it's very frustrating to businesses and other people who are affected by this, I would say that it was unfortunately the protesters who are to blame for this, because as the mayor said, there's a multiple numbers of protests and demonstrations that happen in the city every month, and 99% of the time they organize with the police department. We are aware of what they want to do, and we actually help them accomplish their mission. But when those protesters decided to stomp on the rights of their fellow community members, then that's when a decision was made to go in, make these arrests, and get the streets back open.
They had said, they'd sent out a news release saying they planned to be there till 1:30. Didn't say anything about sitting down in the middle of the street. Your officers moved in at 2:36. It seems like you gave them a certain amount of time to do what they had to do, and then you made the decision, a little difficult hearing you, but you made the decision at that point to move in. Why?
Well, again, as you said, there was some information that was garnered that this was going to last to 1:30. At approximately 1:15, the decision was made to let's see if they abide by what we're being told from different sources. Clearly, they didn't. So at that point, we formalized a plan together to go in. And again, number one concern is we don't want to see any members of the public hurt by our going in and breaking up these protests. Number two, I don't want any of our officers hurt in going and breaking up a protest. So it's not a rush to judgment. It's treated as a tactical situation. All of our officers have been trained in field force operations, as well as mass demonstration and gathering techniques of how to safely and effectively end these. And the plan worked flawlessly today. We saw 9 arrests. You guys and girls were all there. I'm sure you filmed it. It was a very orderly process, and it was done with respect for the protesters and as well as the surrounding community. But again, we're not going to rush in and see anybody, either public or officers, get hurt, because tempers can flare in these situations, and we follow the plan that's in place.
A couple more.
Is there a plan in place if there are additional protests that are going to be happening?
Well, again, we always have plans in place. It's in the interest of public safety how quickly those plans are executed. There was no violence, thankfully, in this protest. There was no public safety concern other than a traffic disruption and a disruption to the businesses. So our response is scaled according to the actions of those protesters.
We heard that there will be a protest at 5. Do you guys know about that?
We have received multiple different levels of information. Obviously, we are prepared for any type of contingency that exists. It's one thing to get your message out to the public. Freedom of speech is our fundamental right as Americans and citizens, and we respect that, and we help people to accomplish that mission. But we cannot allow people to trample other people's rights to get their message out. And if it becomes a public safety issue, if people are going to put themselves in peril, if they're going to attempt to block streets, then the police department will take action as we did today and make arrests as necessary.
So with that being said, any idea?
There will no doubt be more demonstrations, and they will be allowed, and hopefully we'll work with law enforcement to allow their right to demonstrate to coexist with life in 716.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.